Your story matters. Avalon.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Tobacco farmers demand market price announcement with only 5 days before opening of this year's marketing season. CEEC injects 198.2 million kwacha into Southern Province entrepreneurs. In global news, Starmer to visit Middle East after US and Iran reach ceasefire deal. Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Some tobacco farmers in Eastern Province have called on the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, to urgently announce the buying price for this year's tobacco marketing season. This follows TBZ's earlier announcement that the tobacco market will officially open on 13th April 2026 without disclosing the prices at which licensed buyers will purchase the produce. One of the farmers, Abel Chingwala, says announcing the opening date without stating the market prices does little to help farmers prepare for the season. Mr. Chingwala said farmers need to know the prices in advance so they can make informed decisions regarding the sale of their produce. And another farmer, Robert Peary, says it is unfortunate that when TBZ opens market, the dollar exchange rate usually drops, making farmers encounter losses on their produce. He has since called on TBZ to buy this year's produce in kwacha in an effort to ensure farmers are not affected by the dollar exchange rate. Meanwhile, TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale has urged stakeholders that the price matrix for the 2025-2026 tobacco marketing season will be shared in due course. In a statement, Mr. Mwale has explained that the price matrix is dependent on submissions from tobacco buyers, which are received at varying intervals prior to the commencement of buying. He has reassured growers, including independent growers, that the price matrix will be made accessible to all in good time and will be displayed in all licensed tobacco sale floors, ensuring that growers have easy access to the information. This is contained in a statement issued by Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji. The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has disbursed 198.2 million kwacha to 7,157 entrepreneurs in Southern Province from 2021 to date, aiming to boost rural industrialization and economic diversification. CEEC Director General Dr. Mue Mungule says the funding covers sectors like agriculture, aquaculture, and hospitality. Speaking during a courtesy visit to the Southern Provincial Administration, Dr. Mungule said specific high-value projects have been identified, including goat production, beef abattoir operations, milk processing, and fish production. He explained that these projects will operate through a cooperative model, decentralizing wealth creation and benefiting local communities.
We are glad that we are there for part of that ecosystem. that Southern Province also contributes significantly to the economy of our country. Beyond that, here, we have desired to fund high-value projects in the province. And I will indicate these projects. Number one, we think it's high time we take advantage of the fact that we have a lot of cattle in this province. In our small way, we actually think we need to put up an abattoir and meat processing in Namara.
And Southern Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Namani Monze has welcomed the investments, but emphasizes the need for tangible results, job creation, and socio-economic development. Dr. Monze said these investments must contribute significantly to rural industrialization and Zambia's broader socio-economic framework.
So we're excited, we're happy, and we promise that will support you to work with you, and we will take advantage of your capabilities in the investment and the job creation sector. So we look forward, thank you, to start actualizing this.
The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has expressed concern over ongoing violations and challenges faced by the media in the country. Speaking during a MISA Zambia multi-stakeholder meeting aimed at identifying and agreeing on violation categories in Lusaka this morning, MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Chitanga noted that journalists have increasingly faced various forms of hostility from different quarters of society, including government and political actors. Ms. Chitanga attributes this trend to the lack of a standardized framework for categorizing violations and assessing their severity, limiting monitoring effectiveness and coordinated response mechanisms. She is urging stakeholders to work towards building a safer environment for journalists and media organizations, upholding freedom of expression, strengthening accountability, and supporting democratic development in Zambia.
Over the years, journalists and media organizations in Zambia have increasingly faced various forms of hospitality from different quarters, including government authorities, political actors, business leaders, and in some instances, civil leaders. These challenges have manifested in the form of arbitrary arrests, harassment, intimidation, unlawful detentions, censorship, attempts, threats of litigation, and other actions that undermine the media's ability to operate freely and independently.
We move on to global stories. Sir Keir Starmer has welcomed the ceasefire agreement between Iran and the U.S. as he traveled to meet with leaders of countries in the Gulf. The Prime Minister is expected to discuss diplomatic efforts to support and uphold the ceasefire, according to Downing Street, and will return to the U.K. on Friday. The ceasefire comes after Donald Trump threatened a whole civilization will die if Iran did not agree to the end of the war and unblock the Strait of Hormuz, comments that led Downing Street to call again for de-escalation. On this and other stories, the BBC has more.
Both the US and Iran have declared victory after announcing a two-week ceasefire. With the Strait of Hormuz due to be opened up for safe passage, President Trump has claimed a total and complete victory in the war he started. Welcoming the ceasefire, Saudi Arabia said it hoped it would lead to a comprehensive and sustainable peace. The EU described it as a step back from the brink, creating a much-needed window for diplomacy. Britain's Prime Minister is flying to the Gulf to discuss diplomatic efforts to support and uphold the ceasefire. In other news, floods caused by heavy rains in Angola are now known to have killed at least 45 people. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards the Sea of Japan. The launch follows Seoul's expression of regret on Monday over January's civilian drone incursions into the north.